When we made our new McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out, and you were screaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
Progressive Motorcycle presents
Road Wisdom from the Motor.
You grab life with both hands. And you grab your bike with both hands. Therefore, bike is life.
Figuratively speaking.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents Roadside Assistance. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Everyone loves shopping online. Well, I'm going to tell you what I tell my golf buddies when they buy clubs. Stop searching for coupon codes. Download Capital One Shopping to your computer. Capital One Shopping instantly searches for available coupon codes and automatically applies them at checkout. Plus, it's free, and you don't even need a Capital One card to use it. That's like hitting a hole in one without even trying. Capital One Shopping. It's kind of genius. What's in your wallet?
Savings and available coupons vary.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like Taylor Swift choosing what to wear.
It's looking kind of chilly out today. I think I'll go with a cardigan.
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Chris Marks. Chris is a barbecue expert, promoter, and instructor on barbecue smoking and pit grilling, and he's the owner of Three Little Pigs Sauces and Seasonings in Kansas City, Missouri. On the program, we discuss Kansas City-style barbecue, Patrick Mahomes, the mystique of Arrowhead Stadium, and more. Chris is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
That's the sound of a day starting out right. I hear it every time my new Toro Z-Master 4000 Zero Turn starts up. With big-time horsepower, giant Voodoo track tires, TurboForce deck, and comforts like MyRide and USB ports, it's fully loaded to mow all day long while delivering that signature Toro cut. From start to finish, this beast means business. Get your Z-Master 4000 today. Toro. Count on it.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Charles Barkley in a pickup game.
We'll take Barkley.
Ha! First pick! Sorry, kids!
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision.
Okay, here's the plan. Pass me the ball every time.
This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Do-it-yourself doesn't have to mean all by yourself. Help is as close as homedepot.com/workshops. Now with free DIY live stream workshops. Live hands-on courses from real expert associates. Learn how to install floor tile, create a tile backsplash, replace a thermostat, and more. All from the best seat in the house, yours. To register, go to homedepot.com/workshops. Only from the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You went online to switch your car insurance to Progressive so you could save money. But then you saw a friend request from an old summer camp buddy. And now here you are, clicking through photos of his kickball team from 2011. Oh, looks like they won the championship that year. Then he moved to Tulsa. Oh, a new tattoo. Yes, they said it was easy to save hundreds on car insurance with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. National average savings by new customer surveyed who saved in 2019.
If your friends haven't told you, McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets are back. The ones made with spicy tempura and aged cayenne. But before you go telling friends, make sure you get them first. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like Taylor Swift choosing what to wear.
It's looking kind of chilly out today. I think I'll go with a cardigan.
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Welcome home to Click. Hundreds of data analytics leaders are coming home to Click to gain insights from data. Why? Well, it's simple. Better performance, greater usability, and a lower total cost of ownership. Plus, with Click, you can accelerate business value from data on Click's cloud or any cloud. Don't just take our word for it. It's what data analytics leaders are saying. Visit click.com/welcome home to hear why hundreds of leaders in data analytics have come home to Click. That's Click, click.com/welcome home.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Charles Barkley in a pickup game.
We'll take Barkley.
Ha! First pick! Sorry, kids!
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision.
Okay, here's the plan. Pass me the ball every time.
This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
Order! Continue, Ms. Garner.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day.
Objection! My credit card doesn't earn double miles on every purchase.
I object to your objection. With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
Order.
Please read counselor's last statement.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
I'll allow it.
No further questions, Your Honor. Well, just one. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank USA N.A.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like Taylor Swift choosing what to wear.
It's looking kind of chilly out today. I think I'll go with a cardigan.
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
If your friends haven't told you, McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets are back. The ones made with spicy tempura and aged cayenne. But before you go telling friends, make sure you get them first. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing?
This has been The Sounds of the Old World!
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You went online to switch your car insurance to Progressive so you could save money. But then you saw a friend request from an old summer camp buddy. And now here you are, clicking through photos of his kickball team from 2011. Oh, looks like they won the championship that year. Then he moved to Tulsa. Oh, a new tattoo. Yes, they said it was easy to save hundreds on car insurance with Progressive, but they forgot about the rest of the internet. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. National average savings by new customer surveyed who saved in 2019.
Hi, Chris Marks, Three Little Pigs, Ruffin Sauces. Today I'm going to do a quick little video on how to prepare some brisket points. We're going to prepare these points up for two separate things. We're going to do a burn-in, but also at the same time I'm going to create some that I'm going to do burn-in chili with. That point is a great, great cut to cook and to smoke. So I'm going to start with a very simple preparation. I'm going to come back with my yellow mustard. I love using the yellow mustard. I'm looking to build a beautiful crust on these guys. Traditional Kansas City burgers.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. And that audio that you hear is of the pit master that we're going to have on the program in just a moment. And, man, him talking about barbecue is making me hungry. When I think of Kansas City, that's one of the things that is synonymous with the city, such as jazz music, and of course it's sports, and of course it's barbecue. And to talk more about the one of the unique qualities of Kansas City, we want to welcome to the program barbecue expert, promoter, and instructor on barbecue smoking and pit grilling, and he's the owner of Three Little Pigs sauces and seasonings. Let's welcome him to the program, Chris Marks. Hello, Chris, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Ed. How you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So one of the many things that you do best, sir, is that you are a pit master and also a griller and a smoker and an expert in barbecuing. And you hail from Kansas City, so we know one of the many things that make Kansas City great is its barbecue. In your opinion, what makes Kansas City barbecue so unique from other cities?
Well, the great thing about it is I've got to travel the world teaching barbecue. I see all kinds of barbecue. So the first thing is, all barbecue is great. But what really differentiates Kansas City versus a Texas versus a Carolina is that, man, we cook everything. We don't care. I mean, we cook pork. We cook brisket. We cook ribs. We cook chicken. We cook lamb. We cook mutton. We don't care. We don't specialize in anything. We specialize in everything.
Wow, that's interesting, right? I want to stay with, you said that Kansas City barbecue, the difference is that you guys basically will cook anything and everything. I know that there are various variations of a barbecue, but I want to ask about the sauce. What makes Kansas City's barbecue unique? Is there something, is the sauce different from other regions?
Well, that's a great question, Ed, but absolutely. Sauce is really unique to the region. So Kansas City, we're sweet, we're sugary. We like that molasses taste. You know, that's what we're all about. You look at Texas, they're more of the tarts, the vinegar, and not even, a lot of times they don't even use a sauce. You look out in Carolinas, you've got two different styles. You've got your basically Carolina style, which is a vinegar pop, and then you got your South Carolina style, which is a mustard sauce. So again, the sauce is really what makes the region more than the actual protein that you're cooking.
I want to stay with the regions for a moment. Missouri has two major cities, Kansas City and then there's St. Louis. Are there differences between Kansas City style and St. Louis style barbecue?
Oh, I didn't know there was another big city in Missouri. Oh, there is?
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Actually, between St. Louis and Kansas City, it's really the sauces are pretty much the same. They do cook a little bit different. When we'll cook a pork butt, they'll cook a pork steak. So that's what St. Louis is really known for. It's really known for that great pork steak. But when it comes to everything else, they're really more on the pork side. Whereas Kansas City, being that we are really, truthfully, a beef town, we have a really more specialized in that beef side of everything.
Well, speaking of beef, let's transition back to KC Moe and Kansas City barbecue. I want to bring up something that's very unique to the region, and that's burnt ends. Can you explain to me and as well as the listeners what burnt ends consist of?
Well, basically, it's what we call barbecue gold. Okay, burnt ends is effectively the point of the brisket. So when you get a packer brisket, you have two pieces of muscle on a packer brisket. You have your flat. That's the piece that most of the people slice. Then you have that luxurious, just that unbelievable big fatty piece, the knot on the brisket, or what we call the point, or we call those the burnt ends. So the burnt end is a little bit different. We treat it a little bit different because it's a very dense muscle. So to get that great burn end, we usually smoke it to about 210 degrees, or what we call the marshmallow. We want them to feel like marshmallows.
Wow, that's interesting, right? I want to stay with burnt ends for a moment. What are the differences between burnt ends and rib tips?
Oh, great question. Well, okay. First of all, rib tips are going to come off a spare rib. That's what we're going to call the chine bone. So when we talk about the rib, a spare rib is really comprised of two separate muscles. It's got your chine bone, and you're going to have your rib muscle. So when you hear about St. Louis cut ribs, that's with that chine bone removed. And I love rib tips. So rib tips, when I trim up my ribs, I usually cut them out. They're a big piece of cartilage, and I treat them just like a rib. They're not going to have the flavor and the zest of a burnt end because they just don't lack the fats and the connective tissues that burn-in has. But again, they're fantastic. And we sell a lot of what we call them the tips. We sell a ton of tips out here.
Okay, now I want to bring up, you mentioned that in Kansas City barbecue, it's basically cooking just about anything and everything as far as protein sources are concerned. You mentioned with pork and beef, chicken, also turkey, and there's lamb and sausage, and even fish and some seafood as well. What about the side dishes that are served with Kansas City barbecue?
Well, some of the best side dishes are, of course, going to be the pit beans. So what we'll do with a pit bean is pretty much throw everything in there. So anything that's left over from a brisket or a pork butt, we'll chop it up, and we toss that into the beans. But what we'll do with the beans is, again, we're going to throw a little bit of brown sugar in there. You know, again, Kansas City, here we go. We always mix a little bit of sauce in there. We'll throw a little bit of rub. But more importantly, what I do, and this is always taking it to the next level, is I'll actually smoke those beans. But when I do it, is I'll actually put the beans under my brisket as it smokes. So what's going to happen is that brisket renders those juices, drops down into those beans, and just takes it to a whole nother level.
Oh, man, that sounds so good. Those beans really pop. As you said, you put it, smoke it under the brisket. Man, that's awesome. What about other sides that are served? I noticed that there's also French fries and coleslaw, but what are other sides that are served in addition to the baked beans?
In addition is I do a lot of mac and cheese, a lot of smoked mac and cheese. And it, again, smoking it, slowing it down, putting a little bit of rub on top of it. I'll use my Three Little Pigs Touch of Cherry on top of that mac and cheese. Just takes it, again, to another level. So, you know, you talk about your coleslaws too. So we'll do a vinegar-based coleslaw out here in Kansas City. But I also have a mustard coleslaw that's fantastic that goes with barbecue. Of course, the fries, you've always got to have a good set of fries to go. In Kansas City, there's nothing better than Gates Barbecue Steak Fries. I tell you what, I've been born and bred on those things for the last 50 years, and I love them. But again, the sides are just so unique.
Wow, I want to stay with coleslaw for a moment. You mentioned normally in Kansas City, people like either the vinegar or the mustard coleslaw. Now, it's interesting because most people like a mayonnaise-based coleslaw. What do you think is it about people in Kansas City that is this a Kansas City-only thing where people love the mustard coleslaw and the vinegar variation of this dish?
No, I think when it comes to the coleslaws, the mustard, the mayonnaise base, the vinegar base is really going to be more of a southern type flavor, as I want to call it. But what I've seen across the country is really nobody's really specific on those different kinds of tasting coleslaws. I see every one of them everywhere. And it's really positioned to that restaurant and what they want to serve. So some of these restaurants, of course, they want to be different from everybody else. So they'll serve the mustard, and the next one will serve the mayonnaise base. But majority will serve the vinegar based.
Okay, and you mentioned about fries. You mentioned that you grew up on having Gates Barbecue, which is one of the many institutions in Kansas City, and they serve steak fries, the steak fries that they serve. But I wanted to know, are there any other types of fries that you could get with a Kansas City barbecue? Does it have to be steak fries, or do other people like other types of fries?
Oh, no. When it comes to the great thing about fries is it's about the originality. But when it comes to the fries, you can also look at another staple of Kansas City is Brian's. So they've got a totally different – they've got a thin fry, but that thin fry, unlike the crispy fry that you'll get at, like, Gates, they're going to have a tendency to be a little softer and a little more greasier. But, again, it's about that flavor. That's what they've known for. I mean, Arthur Bryan is the dude when it comes to true Kansas City barbecue, and he's had those kinds of fries probably for 80 or 90 years. They serve them on some paper. And you can just see the grease in them, but it's about the flavor, and they've got an unbelievable flavor. But what we'll do to the fries up here in Kansas City, what we're going to do to really take them to another level, we'll use some salt, but we're going to use a barbecue rub, some kind of rub. And we'll use like this all-purpose rub or something like that to really give them a little bit more zest.
Okay, then something new right there. And I want to stay now with what you do at barbecue. You mentioned about spices, and of course you are the owner of a company called Three Little Pigs, which specializes in sauces and seasonings. Just tell the listeners out there what type of sauces and seasonings, and what do your other what other products does your company provide?
Well, first of all, Three Little Pigs rubs and sauces were developed from Competition Barbecue, over 35 years of Competition Barbecue. So, you know, as we sort of migrated away from the Competition Barbecue scene, we had great product lines. So we developed the sauces and the rubs, and unfortunately my parents had passed away, and they were sort of developed in their honor. That's where these come from. The sauce, we started with a competition sauce, and the Three Little Pigs comp sauce is very, very well known on the competition circuit. That's what a lot of the guys use to win with. And it's a Kansas City-based sauce with a little vinegar hit to it, but it's also got a little sweetness to it. But again, it's not that overly sweet. It's a true Kansas City barbecue sauce. I have a Carolina sauce. I have a mustard sauce. And I have, of course, a spicy chipotle sauce. And all of those are derivatives of the original competition sauce. But what really takes it to the next level are the rubs and the seasonings. So how am I going to be unique from everybody? I have what they call the championship rub. Championship rub just speaks for its name. It's what we won the most with. But again, these rubs, they're not something that you can make at home. These have been developed for 15 to 20 years. I use actual food science scientists to help develop these because of the complexity of them. So the championship rub, I have an all-purpose rub. I have a Memphis rub, which is really unique, and that was developed by my dad that has a powdered Worcestershire into it. He saw it one day when he was shopping for spices, and I got to make a rub out of it. And the first time he used that rub, he took third out of 200 contestants at a barbecue contest. So, again, it's a unique rub. I have another unique rub, which is called the Three Little Pig Touch of Cherry. And the Touch of Cherry was developed for our pork butts. Gives us that sweetness, gives us that thick crust that we're looking for. And then, of course, we have the Kansas City Sweet, and we always got to have a sweet rub to match with the sauces. So, again, there's a real art to doing rubs and sauces.
Sounds all of them sound very delicious right there. I mean, you could take your pick, any one you want. It all seems to be a winner for your barbecue. Before we continue, go transition into the Kansas City Chiefs, I want to ask you, there were regions that we talked about in terms of the variations of the barbecue. We mentioned Texas. We mentioned the Carolinas. We mentioned also the Texas, Carolina. We also mentioned St. Louis. What's the differences in the Memphis style barbecue?
Great question. Memphis barbecue is a dry barbecue. So what do I mean by dry? Is they don't use sauces. So what they'll do is you'll go to, say, Rendezvous down in Memphis, and what they'll do is you'll get ribs that don't have a sauce. They put a rub on it, then they actually take that rub and they'll grill it. So all you taste is the rub. They don't have sauce at all. The other thing about Memphis is they're whole hog. They're more into cooking the whole hog pieces like we do. We'll do shoulders. We'll do straps. We'll do all kinds of things on the hog. But they'll do that whole hog. They'll cook that whole hog to about 160, 70 degrees. Then they chop every piece of it up, and they'll serve it on buns. So that's the difference between Memphis. They're really that true pit barbecue. That's where you'll get it at Memphis.
Okay, learn something new. Thank you for sharing that. And I want to ask you, as far as cooking is concerned, how long do you smoke your briskets?
I usually smoke my briskets 8 to 10 hours.
Okay. I always thought, so you know, normally I see a lot of barbecue masters or just people that barbecue in general. Normally they smoke their briskets normally longer, for like maybe 14, 16, sometimes 18 hours. Does it really make a difference in terms of the longer cooking time, or does it make much of a difference?
Again, that's another great question. After, you know, 35 years of being in the business and watching everybody cook, the guys who usually take the extravagant long time, the 15 to 25 hours to cook a brisket, usually means they're cooking on something that's really inefficient. So they aren't able to apply the heat like they really need to when they're doing long-term smokes. Most restaurants cook their briskets between 8 to 10 hours. And with that, we're watching a temperature. We don't watch time. We watch that temperature. Once that brisket pops about 195 in that flat, those points are getting about 210, that's when they come off. Now, I am a true barbecue purist. I foil, app. I don't use paper. I like the way the smoke works with it. And, again, I don't want to really influence it with paper or foil.
Okay. I want to stay – man, I had a question. You were saying so much, man. Thank you for the information on that. I want to ask you now, you mentioned about being a barbecue purist. What type of wood do you use? I know some people have their preferences, either cherry or apple, but what type of wood do you like to use when you're doing your barbecuing?
Well, again, I'm a Midwest-driven guy, so we've got a lot of wild cherry around here. Grew up and smoked a lot of wild cherry, but I also enhance with pecan. That pecan is part of the hickory family. It's going to give it a little bit more tartness than the cherry does. So I'm going to get a little more smoke flavor with not overwhelming. I don't want to overwhelm with the smoke. I want the taste of the smoke, not the smoke tasting everything.
That is used in barbecue, and you mentioned that you being from the Midwest, it's cherry and it's pecan. Does it vary in the different regions? Like, I know, does it in the South, do they use a certain type of wood, or on the East Coast or on the West Coast? What are the differences in the variations?
Well, you'll head down into south into Texas. You still see a lot of mesquite and you see a lot of oak. And they will mix also with pecan, but you'll never see a fruit wood like an apple, a cherry, or a peach or anything like that. Into the Carolinas, you're going to see more of a hickory influence with peach because they've got a lot of peach orchards out there. So you see more hickory. You'll see more of a hickory down south into Tennessee, Mississippi, Kentucky. They all use more of a hickory influence, where is a Midwest, we're still that cherry and that pecan influence, which, again, hickory is a lot more tartar, and you have a lot heavier smoke flavor with hickory than you do with cherry and pecan.
Okay, thank you for the explanation right there. Now, another part of Kansas City culture is not just barbecue, but also it's sports. We have the Major League Baseball's Kansas City Royals. Also, there's Major League Soccer Sporting KC, and, of course, there's the NFL's Kansas City Chiefs. When Patrick Mahomes was drafted by the team in 2017, what were your thoughts when he was drafted by the Chiefs?
Well, you know, I knew he was a gunslinger. Because, of course, being from our area, we watch a lot of the Big 12, Big 10, Big 12 now. And he was a gunslinger. And we knew of his dad, and his dad was a great athlete, too. Of course, he played against us a lot for Milwaukee. He was down in Kansas City quite a bit when they were over in the AL. And, you know, I knew he was something special, but I didn't know he was that special. How's that? And I just want to say thank you, Chicago, for stepping over him. So, I mean, he's you know, and here's sort of our preference in Kansas City. He's a good guy. You know what? He's just a good guy, and his parents have done a wonderful job bringing him up.
Yeah, Patrick seems one of a kind, and everything that he's done, not just for the area of Kansas City, but just in the NFL in general. I want to bring up another quarterback for a moment, Alex Smith. A lot of people speak very highly of Alex Smith during his time in Kansas City. What were some of the things that you took from Alex's time as a quarterback of the Chiefs?
Well, first of all, Alex wasn't that gunslinger like Mahomes. Mahomes, you don't know what he's going to do and when he's going to do it, and that's what makes him so dangerous. I mean, he may sling it between his legs. You don't know. Alex Smith is more that born-bred, pure quarterback to where, you know, he's going to play safe. Mahomes, sometimes I'm like, what the hell are you doing? It worked. Alex Smith is going to be, you know, that 5 to 10 yard dink, 5 to 10 yard dink, you know, whereas you didn't see him go down the field long. But the thing about Alex Smith was people in Kansas City loved him because he helped a lot of the groups around here. He was just, again, a nice guy, and he gracefully bowed out with Pat Mahomes. He helped Pat get started, really gave him a great, you know, this is what Kansas City's about. And I think that was a really important part of it, Alex Smith, on how he introduced Patrick Mahomes to Kansas City. And, you know, you have other quarterback flubs like what went up into Cleveland. You know, it was a mess. But, you know, Alex probably set him down and say, listen, here's what we're about. So, Alex, and again, I mean, Kansas City, people root for Alex Smith still.
Yeah, indeed. I mean, I've been a fan of Alex Smith for a long time during his days with the 49ers, and when he was traded to Kansas City, and currently what he's done with the Washington football team and having that comeback, definitely a guy you can't help but to root for. Definitely Patrick Mahomes is a star, and his star continues to shine bright. Let's stay with the Chiefs for a moment. I know Arrowhead Stadium is, they say it's the loudest stadium, one of the loudest stadiums in the National Football League. I just want to know, Chris, can you tell our listeners just what the atmosphere is like when you're getting ready for a tailgate at Arrowhead, and just with the fans and the excitement and just that electricity, just what's it like at Arrowhead?
Well, first of all, I'm going to tell you, people come from all over the Midwest. I go to quite a few games. People come in from Iowa, Minnesota, a lot of people from Nebraska, a lot of people from Colorado, Oklahoma, all the way up from Arkansas. So, say we have a 12 o'clock game. They're lining up at the gates at 3 in the morning, popping their tents out, starting to tailgate. They don't care if it's 5 below. They don't care if it's 200 degrees. They don't care if it's raining or snowing. They're out there with their tents getting ready for the game. The buzz is phenomenal in the parking lot. That parking lot will smell like a big barbecue. And everybody helps everybody. We don't care where you're from. A lot of the opposing teams, people will show up, come on into our parties. We serve people from all over the country from the other teams. When you get into that stadium of 80,000 people, first of all, it's a big stadium. The other thing is, it is so loud because people do not sit down. That game, they will stand for the whole game. They will rout. They will pound their feet. It is phenomenal. John Elway hated Kansas City. He could never hear down in the end zone. And we did that on purpose.
So, indeed, you guys, as far as I want to stay with the fans of Kansas City for a moment, I would say that how would you say you guys rival with, let's say, the Seattle's 12th man in terms of volume and just being loud at the stadium?
Well, as you know, we are the loudest. They tried, but we won.
Okay.
We won that battle. And it really comes down to the passion of Kansas City. And what it really comes down to is what Hunt has done with the team to really revive it, to go back to the football games back into the 70s. And I tell you what, when I was in high school in the 70s, they would give us free tickets. And there would maybe be 18,000 people there. Now, you can't get in unless you know somebody. But that's really – Andy Reid has done that. Andy Reid has brought that winning complexity back to Kansas City. And it's just – you just have to be here to feel the buzz. I mean, there's nothing like it. I mean, I've been here 60 years. And, you know, not even with the Royals in 14 and 15 was there a buzz like this. I mean, it's just phenomenal. And you know, the amazing thing about it, Ed, I was in Australia teaching barbecue classes. People were wanting to know about the Chiefs.
Oh, wow.
You know, like, tell me about the Chiefs, you know, and that's in Australia. And so it's worldwide. And, you know, a lot of it's being driven, again, by the excitement. And I think just how the players interact with the public.
It seems like, you know, the Chiefs are really engaged in the community. And like you said, when you were in Australia handling some business and stuff, the NFL's got a huge global reach, and it goes to show you the power of just how – sports can transform a lot of different things. But, Chris, man, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So tell everybody real quickly, where can they find you on social media as well as Three Little Pigs, and on social media, any websites that you have, you can promote that as well.
First of all, I'm on social media. I do a little YouTube channel where I teach people how to barbecue, and that's under Chris Marks. Just Google Chris Marks Barbecue YouTube. Again, a lot of simple stuff. My rubs and sauces, there are lots of stores. My biggest is probably Ace Hardware. If you go to Ace Hardware stores, you'll see lots of Three Little Pigs rubs and sauces there. So, again, Ed, thank you so much. And anytime you want to talk barbecue and football, I'm here for you.
Oh, solid. Thank you so much once again, Chris. And you heard it from him. He is Chris Marks, barbecue expert, promoter, and instructor on barbecue smoking and pit grilling. And he's the owner of Three Little Pigs Sauces and Seasonings. Chris, thank you so much. One last question before I let you go. What are some of your favorite barbecue dishes that you enjoy eating?
Truthfully, I love beef ribs. And we call it brisket on a stick. I love beef. I mean, you can cook beef ribs. They're phenomenal. They're like a brisket. Probably my other is going to be a smoked beef tenderloin. So the whole beef tenderloin, I'll smoke it, and it's just a totally different taste. It will literally melt in your mouth when you smoke a beef tenderloin.
Oh, wow. I love beef ribs, and the beef tenderloin sounds great as well. What side dishes would you have with them?
I'd probably go back to the mac and cheese, and I'd probably half a pan for me and then half a pan for the rest.
Okay, great. So you heard it from him. He's Chris Marks, and, again, barbecue expert. Check him out on the Internet. Check him out on YouTube and the website as well at three-little-pigs.com. Check it out. Check him out and his great products. Chris, thank you so much. And if ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Ed.
You're welcome. Thank you. We'll be
Bye-bye.
Back with more right after this.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Chris Marks, Three Little Pigs, Ruffin Sauces. Today I'm going to do a quick little video on how to prepare some brisket points. We're going to prepare these points up for two separate things. We're going to do a burn-in, but also at the same time I'm going to create some that I'm going to do burn-in chili with. That point is a great, great cut to cook and to smoke. So I'm going to start with a very simple preparation. I'm going to come back with my yellow mustard. I love using the yellow mustard. I'm looking to build a beautiful crust on these guys. Traditional Kansas City burn-ins, you're going to have a beautiful crust. So I'm going to hit both sides with mustards. Now, the important part of it is when I build my crusting, I love that crust. I love a nice, thick crust. So what I'm going to start with is I've got my new Three Little Pigs beef rub. It's a great blend of pepper, garlic, salts. It's going to really make it pop. But more importantly, it's going to help it.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like Taylor Swift choosing what to wear.
It's looking kind of chilly out today. I think I'll go with a cardigan.
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like Taylor Swift choosing what to wear.
It's looking kind of chilly out today. I think I'll go with a cardigan.
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like Taylor Swift choosing what to wear.
It's looking kind of chilly out today. I think I'll go with a cardigan.
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
That's the sound of a day starting out right.
I hear it every time my new Toro Z-Master 4000 Zero Turn starts up. With big-time horsepower, giant Voodoo track tires, TurboForce deck, and comforts like MyRide and USB ports, it's fully loaded to mow all day long while delivering that signature Toro cut. From start to finish, this beast means business. Get your Z-Master 4000 today. Toro. Count on it.
When we made our new McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out, and you were screaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
Let's start with all the people smitten by a certain sweetheart. Now narrow it to all those lovebirds who kind of let Valentine's Day sneak up on them and need to woo this sweetheart in a hurry. For you, you romantic but forgetful Cupid, Walgreens has great gifts for pickup in as little as 30 minutes. So whether it's a card and a box of candy or a bottle of perfume, Walgreens helps you get sweet gifts in a heartbeat. Aw.
This week, select Russell Stover chocolates or buy one, get one free. Of equal or lesser price, restrictions apply to pickup. See walgreens.com/pickup for details.
That's the sound of a day starting out right. I hear it every time my new Toro Z-Master 4000 Zero Turn starts up. With big-time horsepower, giant Voodoo track tires, TurboForce deck, and comforts like MyRide and USB ports, it's fully loaded to mow all day long while delivering that signature Toro cut. From start to finish, this beast means business. Get your Z-Master 4000 today. Toro. Count on it. That's the sound of a day starting out right. I hear it every time my new Toro Z-Master 4000 Zero Turn starts up. With big-time horsepower, giant Voodoo track tires, TurboForce deck, and comforts like MyRide and USB ports, it's fully loaded to mow all day long while delivering that signature Toro cut. From start to finish, this beast means business. Get your Z-Master 4000 today. Toro. Count on it.
The thing about the Home and Auto Bundle from Progressive is that by now you've heard a lot of ads about the Home and Auto Bundle from Progressive. We don't even need the words the Home and Auto Bundle anymore to tell you that you could save big with a ring-tailed lemur from Progressive, or that every hot peach cobbler comes with round-the-clock service and protection. And that's the thing about the goat with magic powers. You've heard a lot of ads about the sushi in Vancouver. See how much you could save with the Home and Auto with the Shaman in the Jungle from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
That's the sound of a day starting out right. I hear it every time my new Toro Z-Master 4000 Zero Turn starts up. With big-time horsepower, giant Voodoo track tires, TurboForce deck, and comforts like MyRide and USB ports, it's fully loaded to mow all day long while delivering that signature Toro cut. From start to finish, this beast means business. Get your Z-Master 4000 today. Toro. Count on it.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 8899 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 8899. Enjoy.
The Capital One Quicksilver Card Show.
Cut, cut, cut! The Capital One Quicksilver Card is simple. No need for a whole song and dance. Don't be sad. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere. That's the spirit. The Capital One Quicksilver Card is simple, unlimited 1.5% cash back. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Capital One Bank, USANA.
When we made our new McDonald's Spicy Chicken McNuggets, you were praise hands emoji. Then we ran out, and you were screaming tears emoji. Now they're back, so you can be grinning face with sweat emoji. Order ahead on the McDonald's app.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 8899 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 8899. Enjoy.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Crane. I'm calling about today's appointment. The tree is scheduled to fall on your RV at 2:14 today.
Any way we can reschedule? We're really enjoying our trip.
Oh, I'm sorry, but that's our only opening.
Can it just be a little tree?
Let me check. No, sorry, our file says it's a huge one.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Is it 2:14 p.m. or a.m.?
You know, I'm not sure. Can I put you on a brief hold?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
For all those lovebirds who let Valentine's Day sneak up on them, Walgreens has great gifts for pickup in as little as 30 minutes. So whether it's a card and candy or a bottle of perfume, Walgreens helps you get sweet gifts in a heartbeat.
Restrictions apply to pickup. See walgreens.com/pickup for details.
Order! Continue, Ms. Garner.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day.
Objection! My credit card doesn't earn double miles on every purchase.
I object to your objection. With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
Order!
Please read counselor's last statement.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
I'll allow it.
No further questions, Your Honor. Well, just one. What's in your wallet?
Capital One Bank, USANA.
With no fees or minimums on checking and savings accounts, banking with Capital One is like the easiest decision in the history of decisions. Kind of like choosing Charles Barkley in a pickup game.
We'll take Barkley.
Ha! First pick! Sorry, kids!
Yep, even easier than that. And with our top-rated app, you can bank anytime, anywhere, making Capital One an even easier decision.
Okay, here's the plan. Pass me the ball every time.
This is banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
New consumer accounts only. Approval required. Terms apply. Capital One N.A. member FDIC.
All right, everybody. We want to send another big special thank you to Barbecue Pitmaster Chris Marks. Check out his great company, Three Little Pigs, at www.3-little-pigs-barbecue.com. Check out the great sauces and seasonings that he has and check them out. Again, showing you how to do all the different things with not just Kansas City style barbecue, but all types of barbecue. So check them out. Again, a big special thank you to Chris Marks. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. I'm your host, Ed Robinson. And remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.